So Srila Prabhupada pastime and how did I meet Srila Prabhupada? Let's start with Gurudev, Sri Guru, Sri Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. It will be auspicious. We're supposed to do that. So I was in Toronto, Canada, and Srila Prabhupada came there in 1975. So that time I was working myself in an engineering firm as an engineer. And I was going to the temple very seriously, serious devotees. In 1974 I started almost like you can say full time. I was working, but it was like after the hours there is no other activity than Krishna consciousness. And Friday night to Sunday night, we were whole family would go to the temple and stay in the temple and serve preaching activities. So it was like almost like full time that time. So 1975 we knew Prabhupada is coming, and we knew that he came, but because we were living very far, 50 kilometers away from temple and working, so we thought we will go see him on Friday evening. And Friday came, and he was supposed to be there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday also. But Friday came, and immaturely he had to go to Detroit for emergency. So we became very morose by hearing this news, and we hope that Prabhupada will come again in 1976. So while he was in 1975 in Toronto, he said that you should buy this church on Avenue Road, 243 Avenue Road, church on Avenue Road and Roxborough Street. So sure enough, after a few months, that same very same church came on sale. So we all pitch in to purchase this church. And I was just a beginner as an engineer. That might be my second year of engineering working. And plus I bought my own detached house in Bramley. So I had no much money on me. New student, you know, like kind of thing. I had no money at all. And temple president, he said that please give a donation for buying this church. So then I gave him a blank check. I was surrendered that time. I was very, you know, the word is, I was, new devotee and very enthusiastic, and would not care about anything else but Krishna, Prabhupada, devotees and preaching. And the other aspect, I dump it in the garbage. Really, it was like that. I really dump it. So I just gave a blank check. Whatever is, whatever, let him write whatever he writes. I didn't have any money. So he wrote $5,000, which was very much amount that time, those days in 1975. So he wrote $5,000, and I did not have anything in the bank. So then I back it up with my Visa card. We bought like that this church. I was part of it also. I built nice altar in that church also. Built Jagannath's cart that same year. I was engineer, so I designed all this and work at it. So I miss Prabhupada, and he came 76 again. So this time we were determined that we will go to the temple to see Srila Prabhupada every single day, no matter what. That was our determination. So Srila Prabhupada arrived 76 at the airport, Toronto airport, and we went to get him. So my wife, she made a nice garland from the roses from my garden. We had nice roses and flowers in our garden. So she made this size garland, not very long, or I had that garland in my hand. After coming from airport, we came to the church. Prabhupada supposed to go by main door, and I wanted to offer him garland as soon as he enters the temple. So then I went into another door to see Srila Prabhupada in front of him when he enters the main door. So I had a flower garland in my hand and I wanted to offer. So all these big sannyasis and bodyguards, Prabhupada used to have all this antaraj with him. So they just tried to move me away from Srila Prabhupada's path. So Prabhupada stopped him. No, let him. So then I came in front of him and offered him garland. And then I was bowing down to him, and everybody tried to stop me bowing down, offering him obeisances. And Prabhupada stopped them again. And then he put his right foot right on my head, like that. And just so that he wanted to that kind of mood of I'm not a big man and don't push everybody out and let them be with me, and that kind of Prabhupada mercy. He was very merciful that way. So Prabhupada then walked to the altar, then he took Charanamrit, and then he sit down on the Vyasasana. And my wife was thinking that now Prabhupada had so many garlands by that time. So he was taking out these garlands, and she was thinking that, he is going to take out my garland. So Prabhupada took out all garlands but kept the one we offer him. So he was showing that causeless mercy, how reciprocation with the devotees. Somebody is thinking about it and he is doing it without any communication. Very merciful. So then Prabhupada sat down Vyasasana, and he used to give arrival address lecture. So he gave lecture. We had Guru Puja of him. And then he gave cookie. He used to give cookies to small children so that mothers can come closer to him. That was a chance for mothers to come closer to Srila Prabhupada with the child, and he would give cookie to the child. So my mother was visiting that time, and she used to take my eldest daughter, and she also took a few time to Prabhupada. Huh? Yeah, ladies too. Cookies. So then next day, he's supposed to go to morning walk. So I wanted to go morning walk also. So I asked President that I want to go. And he said, okay, because I was, you know, preaching very vigorously and I was, you know, bringing all congregation to the temple. Like I was very beginner Indian devotee kind of thing. First, second Indian devotee. So, I went morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Edwards Garden in the morning. So then everybody is big devotees, they're walking with him. And then I just cut them. I wanted to ask him question. So I cut them and went nearby him in the front. And then I said, Srila Prabhupada, I have Gaudiya Vaishnava Guru. You think I had to change guru and accept you as my guru? Do I need to do that? And then Srila Prabhupada said, who is your guru? Like in a heavy voice, who is your guru? I said, he's Rasvihari Swami Maharaj. He said, where does he live? I said, in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada says, oh, I know him. He keeps woman. So it shattered my heart. I said, he's going to blast him even more. So then I just stopped right there and kind of went in the back of the crowd because I didn't want to confront him more than he just blasted. He keeps a woman. So yes, you should accept me as a guru. He was saying me, directly, indirectly. So then, after morning walk, next, we had Bhagavatam class. We used to attend his Bhagavatam class every day. So we attended Bhagavatam class. And then, next day, he's supposed to go to house program in Scarborough at Subhavilas's house. So, and I was invited because it was like a congregation engagement for Srila Prabhupada to preach. So all these Indian leaders and Indian, 2, 3, 5 Indian, the half devotees, nobody was initiated that time. Maybe not even Subhavilas. Subhavilas was in Chicago. He went to Chicago after then maybe. But anyway, small little living room, and Prabhupada was sitting in the couch, on the couch, and there was a, in front of him, there was a door for that room. So, all these big devotees and brahmacharis and sannyasis with dandas and everybody sat down in the room and there was hardly any room left. So I was standing right at threshold door, right at the door. And I was not much seen by Prabhupada because of the crowd. So I was back. So Prabhupada sat down and he just pounded his hand like this. So, anybody join since I left? Any Indian people join? Anybody join? And they all gave a little, you know, they all together, almost together, said, yes, Manohar Patel, Manohar Patel. And I was like, you know, not to be seen. I was in Harinam Chadar, Dhoti, Kurta, Kanthi, Tilak, and, you know, devotee dress. So Prabhupada, everybody gave a way to have Prabhupada see me. So, and Prabhupada saw me and then immediately he accepted me. He says, so, he's already joined. Anybody else join? Anybody else join like that? And meanwhile, everybody gave me way to come to Prabhupada. I offer him obeisances and sat down, just like Prabhupada is sitting and I am sitting right there. And here a small little table about this size in front of him. So I sat down there and he looked at me. So why they are not joining? Why they are not joining? He's asking 4 or 5 Indian devotees we were. So everybody gave them an answer, and then at the end I gave them, they said something different. They are going to this temple, they are doing this and they are doing that. So then at the end I said, Srila Prabhupada, they are all impersonalists, Mayavadis. So they are not joining. And Prabhupada laugh like anything, because he liked that word, my word, Mayavadis, impersonalist. He was cutter, you know, about, he was dead against them. So he liked that very much. And then he said, so now it is your duty to preach to these all Indian people, 60,000 Indian people, and make them Vaishnavas. So that is a direct order, you know, that preach and make them devotees. So I ever since took up that Prabhupada's word. And then he said, so we have so many doctors, and so what you are doing for a living? I said, I'm an engineer, professional engineer, Srila Prabhupada. We have enough engineers and doctors. We need preachers. Why don't you become a preacher? So then next day I just went to the work and gave a resignation. And I said, here it is, bye-bye. And I didn't even tell her or anything. And I came home. And then I had a very good certificate, master degree, from St. Louis University, Missouri, USA. So that certificate, I threw it out of window in the garbage. And I said, this is it. And then a few days later, I told her also, you also quit the work. I don't care what is going to happen to us. We are going to live like a devotees and depend totally on Krishna and Prabhupada. So we gave up everything. And then we used to read Bhagavatam every single day, 2-3 hours, isn't it? And Bhagavatam, every time Bhagavatam says, you should not be attached to the house, you should not be having a household, this and that. And so much detachment is taught in the Bhagavatam. So everything comes and we said, okay, we have to cut this, we have to cut that, we have to cut this. And we just cut it down, everything, and sold the house also. We sold the house and moved it near the temple on Avani Road, right next to the temple. So my name was there for Diksha on 76. Many devotees took Diksha on 76 when he came. But my mother was visiting me from India, and she said that you cannot have 2 gurus. You already have a guru. To father. You already have a guru. So then I wind up not taking it, even though I was on a list, we both were on the list for 2 diksha at a time, Brahman and first and second. But unfortunately mother stopped it and we didn't took. So then we were waiting for 77. Sorry. So he came up to London, and then he returned back from London. Also in 76, I went to Rath Yatra in New York Rath Yatra, first Rath Yatra, and Prabhupada supposed to attend that. So I had his darshan in the temple in New York also, and temple and Rath Yatra, he came, like Rath Yatra, he came in New York, 5th Avenue, it was flooded, back and forth, miles and miles, thickly flooded with so many heads, you can see nothing but ocean of people, because it was the first valid Rathyatra and well advertised, and on top Prabhupada supposed to be there. So many devotees from all over America and other places were there. So I also went and saw Srila Prabhupada coming in with big bodyguard, you know, around him, because he was target. He was target. And Christian people also, with big banner in their hands, you know, protesting our Jagannath Rath Yatra. So Prabhupada was kind of target, so he had a bodyguards and big devotees, American devotees, and you know, they would walk like, you know, bigger than policemen. New York police are, you know, very tall and stout and very rude, and so, you know, those kind of devotees were with Srila Prabhupada. They came in, Prabhupada came in, and then His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, he was saying this when I was this time few days ago in Mauritius, this story of New York Rath Yatra. He was saying that Prabhupada came in, so Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, he was saying this story, that in 76, Srila Prabhupada came in with big devotees, and then he went in front of the middle cart, Subhadra Devi's cart, and he started dancing. And as soon as he came, and policeman told somebody who organized Rath Yatra. Policeman told, and Bhakti Chaitanya, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, he heard this. He said that policeman was saying that, oh, so much light is emanating from this person. Who is this person? And then say, can you go stop him? He's dancing and making everybody wild. Stop him. You stop him. Prabhupada used to, so every all devotees went wild when Prabhupada came. So policeman, he was telling this story, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj in Mauritius. So that was the first Rath Yatra. So Prabhupada came, and then he went under Subhadra's cart, and he sit under the cart, because, you know, he was target. So devotees, they did not wanted to take any chances. That's why he didn't sit on the top of the chariot, but he sit under. So that was 76 in New York. I was there. Then 77, he come to London, and then went back to, he was sick, went back to Vrindavan. So we got the letter from him that we can get initiated. So then on Radhashtami, just before he left, 2.5 months before, we got initiated ourselves. So this is our moments association with Srila Prabhupada. Maybe you can add a little.
Then he wrote a letter that everybody can join Vrindavan if they want to associate.
Yeah. And then my wife supposed to go, but then I stopped her to go to Prabhupada to see him in his last days. And she would try to get second initiation. Yeah, then I said, we will take second initiation together. So I stopped her like that. So Prabhupada, pastimes, he was very merciful. Let's include the Gujarat pastimes, whatever I know a little. So most of you, many of you must be from Surat area, Surat. So Srila Prabhupada, he came to Surat and he came with many devotees, many leading devotees, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Malati Mataji and Giriraj Maharaj and black devotee name Agnidev. No, Agnidev. He was a very good singer. I don't think you will be able to ever recall. But he was a good kirtan man. He was the main kirtan man. No, he was not sannyasi. I had his name together, but I forgot. Anyway, so in Surat, Srila Prabhupada was living in one of the rich mill owner. And every day morning, they all will go and have a street sankirtan. And people in Surat, in whole Gujarat, the most pious people are in Surat. Very, very pious people. So they would offer so many garlands to all the devotees, and they would have big, huge, nice Harinam. Harinam. And every day newspaper would print, will cover the news, and would print the route for next day for Harinam. So, and Prabhupada has Pandal program in the evening, and morning he would have a nice Harinam Kirtan. So he was in Surat for, I would think, minimum 1 week. And then he was also in Ahmedabad. He came in Ahmedabad. And that's all I know about him being Gujarat. I think he came those two cities twice. I don't think it is more than that. But since I was not there, Ahmedabad and Surat. But since I was not there, I can't tell you much. But it was very, very, Prabhupada loved preaching in Surat. He liked it very much, and devotees was very, very much appreciated by everyone on the street. So let me go on to next one. So mercy of Guru and Krishna and Kripa Siddhi. So Krishna and Guru, they both have unlimited good qualities. Especially Krishna, he has unlimited good qualities. Out of that, 64 are the main chief qualities of Krishna, which are narrated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And out of those, 4 qualities of Krishna, out of 64, 60 you can find in Vishnu, and 50 you can find in Brahma, and 60 you can find in Lord Shiva. I mean, 56 something. And 60 you can find in Lord Vishnu. The chief important qualities. And last four, you can only find in Krishna. 4 qualities. And beyond these 4 qualities, there is one more quality of Krishna, which is very, very prominent and dear to him. And that quality of Krishna is that he is Bhakta Vatsal. Bhakta Vatsal. And that quality we all are, that is for us. This quality is for us. That Rasik Sekhar Krishna Param Karun. These 2 qualities. Krishna is Rasik. Ras bhi rasik bhi, meaning he is the ras, mellow, and he is the enjoyer of mellow, both. Ras bhi, rasik bhi. Rasik Shekhar is the topmost enjoyer, Krishna. And the topmost quality, Param Karun. He is most merciful, especially to his devotees. He is merciful to all living entity, all his creation. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedveshyostina priya. He is some. But even though, e bhajanti tu maam bhaktya mayite te suchapi aham. Those who are devoted me, I have a special mercy for them, special heart for them. So, Krishna is Param Karun, Bhakta Vatsal. He Krishna Karuna Sindho. He is the ocean of mercy. He is the mercy. He is nothing but mercy. And that's why everything he does that is for bringing the soul back to him. Whatever he does, he is doing that for bringing the living entity back to him. Because his vatsalya, prem, he loves every single living entity. But some living entity are vimuk. Hari hari bipale janama goainu. Manusya janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya vishakhainu. Vimuk. The living entity is rebellious to Krishna. Even though Krishna is so merciful, even to the demons, he gives liberation, impersonal, of course. He cannot give personal, his other four liberation, Vaishnava liberation, impersonal liberation, Mayavadis, Brahmavadis, Jnani's liberation, merge into Brahma. So he's even, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Gopinath, Mama Nivedana Suno. In that song he says, even the demons, you gave salvation to demons, and Bhaktivinoda, I am left out. You gave liberation to even demons, but I am left out. He says, but no, Krishna has a special corner for his devotees. Special corner. In Uddhava Gita, he is telling Uddhava 11.14.15 Bhagavatam. He says, na yatha me priyatam na atmayonir na sankaro na sankarsano na sribhir naivatma yatha bhavan. He says, my devotees like yourself are so dear to me, so much dear to me. I love them so much, more than nayathame priyatam. Atmayonir, my son Brahma, he is not very dear to me as much as my devotees are. Na atmayonir, na sankaro. Sankar, Lord Shiva, my soul, my life, Lord Shiva, is not dear to me. Na sankarsano. Sankarsan, Lord Balaram is my brother. Balaram is not dear to me as much as my devotees. Na Sribir, my wife, my patni, my Srimati, Sri Lakshmi, is not as dear to me as devotees like yourself. Naivatma, what to talk about my own Atma, my own self, is not dear to me as much as my devotees are dear to me, like yourself. And on the same sloka, Narsim Mehta in Gujarat, is a Vaishnava, he is singing very beautiful song. Pranata ki mune Vaishnava vala Arni sayene gaure Tapati ratavai kunta padamuki Mara bhakta bolave tyahu jaure prana taki mune Vaishnava vala prana taki. Prana means my own soul. Prana taki mune Vaishnava vala. My Vaishnava devotees are more dear to me than my prana, my soul. Of course, there is no difference between Krishna and his soul and body and name, but he is expressing in this sloka, that Bhagavatam sloka, 11, 14, 15, he says, Naiva Atma, my Atma, Yatha Bhavan, my devotees are more dear to me than my soul, he says. So here, Narsi sings the same way, Prana Thaki Mune Vaishnava Vala Aharni Shayane Gaure. Rat Din, day and night, I am singing this glory of my devotees. And then he says, Lakshmi Ji Aradhangana Mari Panamara Santani Dasire Arasatha Tiratha Mara Santane Charane Koti Ganga Koti Kasire. He says, Lakshmiji is my patni, my wife, but she is servant, subservient to my devotees. Lakshmiji Ardhangana Mari Panamara Santani Dasi Re Arasata Tiratha Mara Santane Charane. And under the lotus feet of my devotees, there are 64 different most important place of pilgrimages. Arasatha Tirat Mara Santane Charane Koti Ganga Koti Kasire. And under the lotus feet of my devotees, millions of Ganga and millions of Kasi, Varanasi, holy places are residing. And then he goes on to saying that Uncha Nicha Huto Kaina Vajanu Mune Bhajete Marare Gajane Karan Parore Dayo Santoni Karava Sarare. That I don't know who is pure devotee and who is Kanishta Adhikari, third class devotee, first class devotee, and medium devotee, Madhyam Adhikari. I don't know anything. They are all my devotees, and I don't know anybody higher and lower and this and that. All devotees, whoever is worshipping me, they are mine. Uncha Nicha Hu Kaina Vajanu Gajane Karan. And Gajaraj, elephant, Gajaraj, he offered flower to Lord, and Lord comes right away and takes his side from crocodile. So he doesn't see that he is an animal and he is human being, and here is Devarsi Narada, or here is demigod. He doesn't see that whoever is worshipping me, they are mine. In other words, every Vaishnava is very, very, very dear to Krishna. And that's why offending Vaishnava is very important, that we don't commit any offense against Vaishnava, even in dream, because all Vaishnava devotees of the Lord are very dear to Krishna. So such is the thinking of Lord, that my devotee is very dear. All we have to do is become unmukh. We have to turn our phrase from vimukh to unmukh. Sastra sadhu kripaye yadi Krishna unmukh hoy, sei jiv nistare maya tahar chudai. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sastra sadhu guru kripa, causeless mercy. If we can turn our face to Krishna, then that's all Krishna sees. Here, he is trying to come to me. And he gives his whole self, everything to him. That is his kripa. That is his kripa. He is most merciful, especially to his devotees. Very, very merciful. And that's why offending devotees is the only way to fall from devotional service and to uproot your devotional creeper. This is the only reason. Because Haristhane Aparade Tare Harinam. If you offend Lord, then Lord's holy name can relieve us from the offenses to the Lord. Tumasthane aparade nahi paritran. If you offend the devotees, there is no paritran. You cannot be relieved. Even if you go to Krishna. Narasimha is singing, Mara re bhadya Vaishnava chode, Vaishnava bhadya menava chute re, Ekavara Vaishnava mune bhade to, E bandhan me nav toote re. Same song that I was quoting. Krishna is singing that if I bind up somebody, then Vaishnava can relieve him. But if Vaishnava binds somebody, then I cannot do anything about it. Mara re bhadya Vaishnava chode, Vaishnava bhadya Menava chutere, ekavara Vaishnava mune bade to, e bandhan menava tutere. Or once Vaishnava can bind me up in their heart, then it is out of my capacity to undo that tie. I remain shackled up by them. I remain shackled. Sadhunam rudayam, sadhunam rudayam cha ham. I am dwelling within the heart of devotees. So he becomes bind up in the heart of devotees. So such is the intense mood and thinking of Krishna for devotees. He loves his devotees. He cannot enjoy anything without devotees. Bhagavatam, 9th canto, it is written in 9th canto. Krishna says that I have so many opulences, but I don't want to enjoy any little fraction of my opulences without my devotees. I want to enjoy all opulences along with devotees. So such is the tie with Krishna and his devotees. So how he cannot be causelessly merciful, akaran kripa? All we have to do is one and only one thing. Turn our face to him and become humble. Trunadapi sunichena taroreva sanis amanina manadena kirtaniyas. Those four things. Especially humility. You become humble and tell Krishna, Krishna, I am yours. Please accept me. Whatever I am, however I am, whatever dirty or whatever envy or whatever I have, please forgive me, please accept me. And immediately, Krishna accepts, akaran kripa. We don't deserve it, but Krishna accepts. Just like Prabhupada gives an example, a small little child is calling father, mother, and he runs away from father, mother, and galiyon mein ghumta rahega. He will wander about in the street. But the minute same child turns his face towards father, mother, they don't ask such question. You was calling me, you was running away from me, you was doing this, you was... No question. Immediately, my dear child, please come. Please, here, everything. Everything for you. No past what you did to me. Only now, we have to turn our face towards him. Then unlimited akaran kripa. He is waiting. Not only for devotees, for every living entity he is waiting. Why? Because those living entities, all those living entities belongs to him. They are his child. And he is a father. Pitaham yasya jagato mata data pitamaha. His mata data pitama, tomeva mata cha pita tomeva, sarvam mama deva deva. He is all in all to all living entity. So how he will not bestow that akaran kripa, causeless mercy? Paramatma cannot do that. Brahma, impersonal aspect of Krishna, cannot do that. Because nirgun, Brahma is nirgun, no gun, no vyaktitva, no reciprocation of any kind, just light. And there is no mercy nature, merciful nature. And Paramatma, he is upadrashta unamanta. He is within our heart and he is watching us. And he is writing down what we are doing accordingly he is giving. So there is no question of mercy. If you deserve, he will give. If you don't deserve, he will put you in the hell. He is not merciful. Paramatma, features of Krishna cannot be merciful. Because he is upadrashta unamanta. So that's why Bhagavan iti sabhyate. Bhagavan has that merciful nature. Vyakti. And vyaktigat, he is reciprocating with us on individual level. Everybody, every living entity has one-to-one relationship with Krishna. And Krishna is reciprocating. As soon as they are unmukh, turning their face towards Krishna, akaran kripa. Because he is father, mother, he is everything. And he loves his creation, his part and parcel, he loves. So this is his nature. But we have to do one thing that I said, unmukh. We have to turn our face, sastra sadhu, kripaye adi, Krishna unmukh hoy. Sei jiv nistare, mayatar chudai. I'll go a little faster. Okay, child back to track. And how do we deal with others? So these 2 points, I'll deal with this and in 15 minutes we'll wind up. Okay? So surrender, we are trying to surrender in Kali Yuga, but we have to deal with so many persons, devotee and non-devotees, and so many ways we have to, so how to cope up with it. So it is up to us to draw the line. We have to draw the line somewhere. And what is that line? Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sad Goswami, draw the line. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, jagadisa kamaye. Nothing, 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 nothing. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam, govinda virahenam. Nothing. Their line, they had drawn a line there. And there, nothing but pure and purest association. Nothing remains except Krishna and you, and your guru, and your Vaishnava devotees, pure devotees, Vaishnava devotees. This is what remains. And that is Vaikuntha. No Kuntha. And that is spiritual world. We are in a spiritual world in this very life, in this body. We don't have to wait until we die to have a liberation or to become Krishna conscious or to be with Krishna. No, Rupa Goswami says, Yaharya Sharir Dasya Karmana Manashagira Nikhilas Vivastasu Jivan Mukta Sauchyate. Jivan Mukta. In this life, we can become transcendental, transcendentally situated. But we have to draw some line somewhere. If our line is below, somewhere where you have to maintain children, wife, husband, father, mother, in-laws, this, that, or you have to interact with them, or you have to work and interact with another husband at work, and it's like having another, you know. So then you have drawn line, you have drawn somewhere where you have to deal with it. So there will be some unwanted situation when our line is little lower and lower and lower. The topmost line, that is Rupa Sanatan Goswami, those line, they gave up everything material, money, kingdom, palaces, queens, everything. And then they draw a line. What was their line? Sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virayanam. Only Krishna, 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 hey. And nothing else, nothing else, nothing else. So then there is nothing. But when we are at some different line, then we have to deal with it. How to deal with it? We have to remain Krishna conscious. And externally, we have to deal with them at their level. Externally. Smiling face, if you can, if they can accept your smile. Sometimes they can bear. I used to smile with my fellow workers as a Krishna conscious devotee. Like smile and like to be friend and like to be like, you know, lovable person. And I love them also. Around me, whoever was around me. But they somehow or other did not like me. So what can Prabhupada used to say? Personally, I have no enemies. But because they think I am their enemies, that's why I have enemy. Ajata satrava santo sadhava sadhubhurshanam. So this is how we have to deal with the situation. That within, we have to remain totally Krishna conscious, peaceful, blissful, happy, and that bliss will permeate, emanate, and will get distributed automatically. When our level of Krishna consciousness, we keep it so high, then it will come out everywhere. And then those situations will push you into your situation, spiritual situation. And that's why Krishna says, on those whom I bestow my causeless mercy, I take away all these material things. And this is material things. Yes, it is very good. Material things means it is going to give you distress. And you don't want that distress. Your nature is different. Your nature is spiritual. And you are dealing with matter. Fish out of water. The natural life of fish is water. And you take fish away from water and you give everything useless. So same thing, we are Atma, spiritual being, and our natural life is spiritual life, and we are living matter, material life. Fish out of water. So balance means that we must fix our level level of consciousness, we have to fix our spiritual understanding. You can live with minimum and maximize your bliss. That's what the Sadhu Goswami did actually. They minimized their material needs and increase anandam buddhi vardhanaik nipunav sadharma samsthapako anandam buddhi vardhanam. They increased the ocean of bliss. They were expert in increasing the ocean of bliss. If money can make you happy, then America should be most happier. Then, and America was 48 in distressful condition. Most unhappy nation. 48. India was 4. And Bangladesh was number 1. The World Organization had a statistic. And the parameter for happiness was how many divorces there in the country, how many LSD, marijuana and these heavy drugs in the country, and how many suicide in the country. These three parameters. So America was 48 and India was 4. Other way around, if money can make you happy and blissful, then America should be number 1. And a richest person should be number 1, happiest person. But they have fight and ill feelings. And the kings also have, you know, they are afraid of another king fighting this. We have to come to the spiritual level. So, if we can withdraw ourselves from material life, material dealings, material as much as we can. And if we cannot, then internally we should develop this. Internally. Because wife cannot leave husband, or wife cannot leave work sometimes, or so many parameters you have to keep going. Like a tiger, riding a tiger. You cannot get off the tiger. Tiger will eat you. And you cannot keep riding the tiger. You are afraid of a tiger. How long you can keep riding a tiger? So that kind of situation is there. Then maybe you should suffer little, you know, suffering will come. It will come. But then with spiritual level, spiritual understanding, we can feel it very less amount. We may not even feel. May not even feel because we are spirit. So we have to come to the spiritual level. Dealing with them may be easy, maybe not easy. But we should remain spiritual. Because that's where the bliss will come from. No other thing will bring us bliss. So, how to deal with this situation as much as possible, we should try internally and externally. Separate both. Separate spiritual life and material life. Enjoy spiritual life and material life as a duty. I have to do it, so let me go on. Let me go on. Day will come, I will get rid of this. And then bliss. So child, back on track. Is here or gone? Okay. So child, back on track. Chanakya Pandit says that child from the age of 5 to 15, you should tarna, you should train him with the stick. Yeah, that is for his good. That is for his good. There is a story Prabhupada says that one boy was habituated for stealing. So he steal and mother kind of knew it but did not do anything. And then he grew up and he became a biggest thief. And then he was thrown into the jail. And then finally he was to be hanged. So then king said that, what is your desire? He says, I want to talk to my mother. I don't get that story quite bit right, but something like that. So then he went to his mother and bite her ear off or something. And he said to mother that you did not train me in my early days. And that's why he bit her. And then he got, you know, hanged up. So like that, mother, father, brother, everybody should train children from 5 to 15. Up to 5, laliyat, nataliyat. 5 to 15, tar. Tarna means you have to, dartna means you have to exercise everything for training him. Sam, dam, dan, bed. And after 15, he becomes your friend. So after 15, don't try to teach him or don't try to train him. The tree which is in a beginning stage, you can bend here and there. But when it is old tree, you cannot bend. So, and Prabhupada also says, Prabhupada says many things about it. We don't have much time. He says you cannot teach new tricks to old dogs. He says that. So you have to teach and train the child. After 15, become friend with him. You cannot train. You cannot tell him nothing. But up to 5 to 15, you should train properly. Even though child may suffer a little here and there, but we should train them. Huh? Yes? After then, you leave him alone. Yes, so in that case, you have to kind of slow down on him. You can't tell him much after 15. You have to treat him like friend, your friend, and teach him. No tariyat. No. With love, as much as you can with love, and you can train him. And after 21, 22, you have to leave him alone. You can advise him, that's it. Otherwise, there will be fight. You will fight with him, he will fight with you, and so much ill feeling and so much tension and depression, and not necessary. Not necessary. He will come back. If you give him good training, 5 to 15, good Krishna consciousness culture and good training and good everything, he will come back. He will come back to the real culture. Real culture. He will. Like we all did. I came back at the age of 30. I had a culture from my father, mother. Vaishnava culture, Gaudiya Vaishnava culture. And I got lost a little in between. But then I came back because the culture was there, because the training were there. Their spiritual training was there also. So I came back. They will come back if it is in there. But otherwise you creating fight for you and him and not good situation. Rather, keep it in neutral gear and keep going like that. What can you do? What can you do? We have to remain Krishna conscious. And if you fight with your son, and I don't want to give him my jayadad, my property, my this, and he wants to fight and so many things, not necessary. Not necessary. We should remain Krishna conscious, peaceful, blissful, happy. That's what we should remain. We should take care of our spiritual life. Then automatically they will take up. This is my experience in preaching. That when we become serious Krishna devotees, ISKCON devotees, then whole family follows after 5 years, after 7, 10 years. They all come into Krishna consciousness. This is my experience from many families. My family also. Her mother also initiated devotee in ISKCON. My mother was also in ISKCON, 16 rounds every day. So, but when we became devotee, they were frightened. What is this? American return boot, tie, suit, and everything, and now this dhoti, kurta, tilak, sikha, what is this? So they were, you know, frightened. But then eventually I was serious and they took up also. We have to become serious, then our children will take up sooner or later. So thank you very much. Any question? Any question at all? Very good question. Why does Krishna allow his children to run away from him? Right. So we have to fix first thing first. Then you will understand your question and you will understand this answer. We have to fix first thing first. You understand that? So first thing is, we the spirit soul are his part and parcel. In other words, whatever qualities he has, we also have, but in minute degree. So he is swarat, independent. And he has freedom to desire those two things. Independence and freedom to desire. So we also have that. Independence, we are independent, we have our small minute independence, and we have desires, two things. So these two things, even Krishna cannot take away from you. If you take away liquidity from water, then it won't be water. If desire and independence you take away from living entity, it won't be living entity, dead matter. So you fix this first. Now you ask the same question, why does Krishna? No, you have independence and you have a desire, which Krishna cannot intervene or cannot take away. Can he take away his son or daughter's independence and a desiring ability? Can any father, mother take it away from a child and train him the way he desires? Can he do? Child, I love my child, but I can't take away his bad desires and bad independence. I cannot take away. He has a choice. So you have to think, you have to fix first thing first. The first thing is, we are part and parcel of Krishna. He is independent and he is desiring, so we have independence and we can also desire. We are part and parcel. And he cannot take away these two things from us. So then we desire dirty. We think dirty. So what can he do? He can tell from within heart. He is telling, my dear sir, don't do this. Chetta Guru is telling you. He is Chetta Guru. Telling you not to do. But I want to do. Then okay. What can he do? He cannot take away your desire or independence. And that's why association of devotees is the most important thing in human life. All of us became devotee because of association of a devotee. In your life, some devotee must have you come in your life first. And then we became devotee. And that's why association. Because that association can change our desire and can change our independence. That association of devotees. They can give us the seed of devotion. Shraddha. They give us bhakti. Krishna bhakti janma mool haya sadhu sang. Sadhu sang. Sarva sastra koi. Lava matra sadhu sang. Sarva siddhi hoy. Hare Krishna.